Detektor FM. Zurück zum Thema.
Eine gute alte Tradition auf der Frankfurter Buchmesse ist das Schlaglicht auf ein Gastland. In jedem Jahr schaut die Literaturwelt deshalb ein bisschen genauer auf eine Region, die sonst nicht so sehr im Mittelpunkt steht. In diesem Jahr ist das Georgien, ein Land, das bei vielen jungen Leuten als Urlaubsland sehr beliebt ist und auch kulinarisch in deutschen Großstädten offenbar immer angesagter wird. Zu Georgien gehört aber auch eine ziemlich komplizierte politische Situation. Da ist die Sowjetvergangenheit, die Unabhängigkeit, drohende Konflikte mit Nachbarstaaten wie Russland, aber eben auch die Verfolgung politischer Gegner. Zsa Burtschalatse gilt als einer der großen, wichtigen Autoren Georgiens. Er lebt seit einigen Jahren im Exil in Berlin und nach Deutschland ist er gekommen, weil Georgien für ihn zu gefährlich wurde. Seine Bücher sind verbrannt worden und er ist auf offener Straße verprügelt worden. In seinem aktuellen Roman Touristenfrühstück beschreibt er seine Suche nach einem Zuhause und ist jetzt bei Detektor FM im Gespräch. Ich sage schönen guten Tag.
Hello. Hallo.
Mr. Burtschalatse, in your book, there are people searching for a place like home, I would say. Am I mistaken to think that there is a lot of your own story in this book?
Well, I would say it's my own story. As I am lost in real life, I'm talking about myself, and the story is about the be lost and about losing something. So, yeah, be lost in the 21st century, it's a common condition for each person on the planet Earth, I think.
What's the most difficult thing about being lost, as you say?
This is a very specific, very unusual condition. I mean, we have no borders anymore, we have no gender anymore. We have almost nothing we had before. Our traditions, we are losing almost everything. So, that's it.
Is there a place where you would say that feels like home, or is maybe something like home in Berlin or somewhere?
Well, I'm not sure, because we somehow lost this feeling, and even deep inside. Well, at least I can't find it into myself. Mm-hmm. And that's why this new condition brings you in a special spaces, time space, I mean, where you can be and you can't be relaxed. These both conditions together. That's very strange. When you can't and when you are super relaxed.
How would you say has your own perspective on Georgia changed in Berlin?
Yes and not. Because as time goes by, of course, my thoughts about Georgia are transforming into something else, something new. But this something new can't be brand new, of course, because this new is coming also from my brain, and but you know, as I mentioned, as time goes by, you have to be ready that these transformations, honestly, all of them are fake. So what is real? It's really hard to say.
In your books and texts, you write about political and religious things. Some people in Georgia, especially religious fundamentalists, they hate what you write. I think that you could say this. What drives you? What still, lets you stick to these things and topics?
Only thing I can answer on your question is that I miss what I had in Georgia. I miss the reactions I was getting right away. You know, you could say something and you could have aggression immediately from some people. Even to get from one person, that's enough. But when you are getting from hundreds, that's really something, trust me. When they are burning your books, when they are beating you, when they are trying to kill you, I'm not laughing. That motivates you. And you are trying to find some really brand new ways for surviving, to be safe. And this safety you are trying to find, first of all, not for yourself, but for your family, for mm-hmm. for your children. And after that, after them, you find that you also exist somewhere. And be on the stage and be behind the scene, this double being somewhere. It also reminds me of this film being John Malkovich. Mm-hmm. So as if you are multiplied and you are everywhere, but at the same time you are nowhere. Mm.
You just mentioned that it's a book about you, obviously, but there's, I think, the one underlying question is, how powerful could literature be in political conflicts like in Georgia?
Well, it's a bullshit. Literature can't be so powerful anymore. Welcome to the 21st century. Who reads the literature? Come on. Just few people. Few people can't make revolutions.
So why then write?
Well, good question. Honestly, I don't have a good answer. But I would say about myself, without writing, I'm dying. Well, I know I will die. That's why. It's a kind of... I'm a psycho and it's my own treatment. Mm-hmm. I will treat myself... I'm treating myself with my writings.
Is there still hope for like a day when you can go back to Georgia and everything is changed?
Well, it's not for me this question because I have no hope. I don't pray. I'm a very pragmatic guy. Yes, one day I will go there, but I think as a tourist visitor for a few days or for some time.
So there's not
no,
this...
No, Georgia is finished inside of me.
Okay, yeah. So there's no vision of going back someday?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Why?
Well, when we are divorced, we are not trying to get back, you know. That happened and we made some steps. And, it's a step back. Why?
That says Zaza Burjulace. I say thank you for being on Detector FM.
Thank you so much and thank you for your interesting questions. Good luck.
Hat Ihnen dieser Beitrag gefallen? Dann bewerten Sie uns doch gern bei iTunes. Wir freuen uns über viele Sterne in den Bewertungen und Kommentare zu den einzelnen Podcasts.